We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 9, The Road to Living Death, Part 2 of 3.
Wait, why are we going this way? Why are we going this way? We can't go this way, we can't.
Well, our things are this way.
It's all right, we're not going much further. And then we can take you back to some place really safe.
No place is safe. No place is safe. My friend said we'd be safe. My friend said we'd be safe. They're all gone. They're all gone. You're no different. You're no different. We can't go that way. No, we can't go that way. He'll get us.
Hey, hold on. What do you mean he? One of Latch and Scratch's people?
Not a person anymore. But I...
Oh, the big one? We saw that one. That way. We're not going near there.
No. Not that one. Not that one. This one. This one more dangerous. Don't. No. Not like any other.
Skittles. What's the difference with this one?
He's special. His face. He's colored.
Whoa, kind of racist, don't you think? Well, it's not much further. Let's just go until we can see where they're at.
No! I don't want to die! I don't want to die!
Wait, come back!
I don't want to die!
And there he goes.
Angel, we could have...
Zombie's a zombie. Race has nothing to do with it.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Whatever. He was just going to slow us down anyway.
I feel kind of guilty for saying this, but I feel safer without him.
See? As you should.
But what if he's right? I mean, there's so much we haven't seen. What if there are more kinds...
You guys need to consider the source, or you guys are going to work yourselves over nothing. The trackers are only a little ways up here. And since he was coming from this direction, and he's still alive, I'm sure we'll be fine. I mean, we're not far off, right?
No. This way. Okay, we're only like a quarter mile away now.
This is far enough. We just need to get onto a rooftop so we can see where they're gathering. How far are the other markers?
The rest are further south, about a half mile.
What about this building here? We can find a way to the roof inside.
Yeah, I think it's a good choice. Lead the way, Robin Hood.
My mother used to read me that story as a kid. Il était une fois un voleur appelé Robin des Bois qui donnait aux pauvres ce qu'il volait chez les riches.
Great. Riley's now speaking in tongues.
You didn't go to school? You didn't learn French?
I live in Southern California. I learned Spanish.
Ah. All right.
Riley, I don't even need to hear your whole childhood, okay? Just go first. Datu, only use your gun if you have to.
Okie dokie.
We went through the building, past several different restaurants, and found a hatch that led to the roof. It was starting to get dark, and the last place I wanted to spend the night was near here.
Do you see it?
I see it on the screen here, but I don't see it out there.
Which direction?
That way, along the rooftops in front of us.
There! I see it at the end there, on the last rooftop in this row.
I don't see any zombies.
That's because it fell off.
Damn it! Really? We came all this way to have it fall off?
It was your staples, dude, remember? But we have two more still on. Come on. There's another transmitter a half a mile out.
Wait. Why don't we just go to the end of this row? I want to see how that tracker fell off. Maybe we can shoot it onto another zombie with one of Riley's arrows.
No, I think that thing is a bit too heavy for my arrows.
Well, we could at least see the next one from there. We better go fast. The sun's only got an hour left at most.
Wait, how do we get there?
It's only a few feet to the next rooftop. Come on. It's safer than going through the next building.
I don't like the height.
It's not that bad.
See, if I can do it, you can.
And Datu's much shorter and fatter than you are. Gravity's working twice as hard on him.
Okay.
All right. We'll jump together.
No, that's not safe. Look, I'll jump first. See? It's totally not far at all.
All right! Just grab me if I can't.
Just do it already.
Okay. Okay. Here I come.
It's like you were aiming straight for me.
Sorry, I didn't want to come up short.
See? Nothing to it. Now we just need to do it five more times. Last one. Piece of cake.
Well, that last jump was the furthest.
There it is. I can see where the other trackers are. These ones are still attached to zombies.
Give me that thing. Let me see. I see one.
Where? I don't see any.
Behind that pile of trash there.
Oh, I see him. Look, there's two. And another one there.
They all seem to be exiting from that doorway. There's another one. Maybe more come out when it gets dark.
Most of the ones we tagged all came back to the same location.
What is that place?
Some sports arena, I don't know.
Don't you two watch hockey?
And you do?
That's the Southwest Eels Arena. They're not very good, though.
For some reason, I can't imagine you watching hockey.
Come on, let's get someplace safe before more come out.
All right, Datu, grab the locator that's fallen off over there and let's get going.
Okay.
Be sure to turn it off so we don't think the zombies are stalking us.
I don't think... Hey, this is weird. The locator's on...
Riley, quick! He fell through the floor! Shit!
There's so many!
I can't get a clear shot!
Angel! Oh, they got there!
Datu!
Datu!
I can't see him anymore! Datu, where are you?
They're not fighting me!
They're what?
Angel, look!
Head towards the hatch.
Angel, there's hundreds of them.
I know.
What are we going to do?
Just get to the hatch.
They're already on the first floor.
Come on, this way.
Where are we going?
I have no idea.
Hey, it's a restaurant.
Yeah. Back here towards the kitchen.
They are swinging doors. They won't keep out the zombie.
Damn it.
Oh, I know. This way. Come on. Grab those bottles of wine and smash them behind you.
Why?
Do it. Now get in the freezer. Hurry.
God, the smell!
Cover your mouth and breathe light.
I can't see a thing.
Shh. They're in the kitchen. Shh, I hope this works. Mitchell. Shh. I think they lost us.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Breathe through your mouth.
I don't know how long I could stand this.
You wanna go out that door? Be my guest.
I won't. But the smell of rotten food is making me sick.
Yeah, me too. What do you want me to do about it? Oh, my lighter. Come closer. Smell the smoke. It helps.
We weren't out of air in here because of your lighter?
It's a tiny flame. Now come here.
That does make things a little bit better. I thought the rotten zombies were bad.
Yeah, nothing like defrosted rotten fridge to top your list.
Whew. At least it's a good distraction from that deal.
Well, it was. I don't know how much I can hold this before I burn my thumb.
If you want, I can hold it.
What the hell is that?
Oh God, it's coming from my bag.
Hurry before they can hear it.
Got it.
What was it?
One of the locators hit the panic button. Damn it!
Another one?
Wait, it just shut off. Back on again.
Is it broken?
No, it's not. It's Datu. He keeps turning it on and off, so we know it's not broken.
I don't understand. They got him.
They did, but they didn't bite him. They drug him away. They took him alive.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quicksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, and
Bob Bergen is Skittles. Skittles.
I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Rosemary Marez. Written and directed by Casey Whalen. Associate producer Jason Scott. Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. This has been a Whalen production.